you ever struggle with pre-run nerves, or you tense up when you hear your name called and you basically black out and you can't remember what your run even was like? If those things apply to you, you're in the right place. I'm going to tell you today how you can solve your nerves before you run. So I've personally dealt with nerves a ton in the past, and so I've done a lot of research and I've done a lot of experimenting with different things and seeing what works and what doesn't. Just so you guys know how, I guess, experienced I am at this, when I high school rodeoed, I was awful at nerves. It'd be a whole weekend thing. You'd make runs over the whole weekend. And I remember during the morning, I just wouldn't eat all day until I made my run, and then afterwards I would eat. And it was the worst thing ever, because obviously I was not healthy and I wasn't doing that right. But I would get so nervous that I just wouldn't eat, and I just would, you know, I'd hear my name called and I'd just be like, oh my goodness, and I'd just freak out and kind of, you know, just black out like a lot of people say. And so I have done a ton of research, like I said, and been able to really work on dealing with those nerves, and I'm now to the point where the nerves like hardly faze me at all. So I want to share with you guys what I do. And as a part of us reaching 1,500 subscribers, I'm here to finally share the video. I don't know about you, but I definitely don't want to be paralyzed by fear. I definitely want to be able to reach my fullest potential. Now, before we get going into the actual video, I want to make sure that you guys hit the subscribe button down below. Once you guys hit that subscribe button, you're not going to miss out on any kind of bro-icing tips that I bring you guys. So in order to solve the problem of pre-run nerves, we got to know what causes them. So, okay, so I have my paper because I like research so much and I want to make sure I get the best value to you guys. The top few things that usually make people nervous are we're not prepared, we're worried what people think, we have a fear of failure, or we're embarrassed. You pinpoint what you're actually afraid of. You know, is it rational or is it something you're basically just making up in your mind? After you know what you're actually afraid of, now it's time to actually solve it. Just like anything in life, pre-run nerves are the same. You have to practice. There's no way that you can get to the race and be like, okay, I'm set. I'm not going to be nervous. I've gone over this. And, you know, that's not actually how it works. You have to actually practice. If you get to a race and you're in the practice pen, you're making the effort, if you're focused on breathing, you know you've made the effort, and you are in the better mindset, there's no reason to be nervous. The key is to become really confident in your training. You create that confidence through your training. If you can create that confidence through your training, when you get to a race, you know you're prepared and there really is no reason for you to actually be nervous because you're confident in your training, you're confident in what you're going to do. No matter what the outcome is, you put in the work and you're there to succeed. The whole bunch of books in the link down below that I have read and done research out of, and this is where a lot of the research is actually coming from. Now I want you to ask yourself a few questions while we kind of pinpoint how to solve these nerves. So I'm going to read it off here because, you know. So first question I want to ask yourself is, who is your competitor? It's important that you're your own competitor. You know, you can't really get to a race and be like, okay, well, I'm here to beat you and you and you and you. You're never going to win that way. You have to be there to beat yourself, to be progressing as yourself. After all, we don't do this for anyone else. We do it for ourselves. So are you aware when you leave that focused state of mind? It is so important when you get to a race to stay focused. A lot of times those nerves come because we lose focus. We lose focus on what we're doing there at the rodeo or what we're doing there at the barrel race, what we're there to do. Because if you can be aware of when you lose that focus and kind of bring yourself back, you're going to do so, so, so much better. Next question that I want to ask yourself is, what's limiting you? Like, what is actually limiting you? I want to know. Let me know down in the comments, what is actually limiting you? Now, this is a huge, huge, huge part of barrel racing. A lot of us get nervous for stupid little reasons that we don't realize. And once we solve those, we're just like, hey, I got this. Now, I'll give you guys an example. When I first started rodeo, definitely had so many nerves and it was just a mess. But the biggest thing that limited me is riding in the practice pen. I would look at these girls who had been rodeoing since they were pretty much in their mother's stomach, I feel like, you know? So, and I was like, hey, like, I'm 13, like, I'm learning how to rodeo, so I'm learning how to ride, like, blah, 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 blah. And I would compare myself to everyone. And that was my limiting factor. My limiting factor was my belief in myself. So if you can pinpoint what that is, you're going to solve so many problems. Question is, are you prepared and are you confident? Biggest thing that really kind of hinders people's success is their nerves, and that's why we're going over it today. But another thing that stems from that is people feel like they're not confident enough and they're not prepared. So when they get to that race, they know that, okay, well, I'm not confident and I don't have, you know, the right horse, or I don't have the training under my belt. And basically they just lose a race before they've even tried to win it because they're just telling themselves those things. So it's really, really important that you pinpoint those and you realize that, okay, if I can be confident in my training and put in the work, when I get to that race, I am not going to be nervous because I'm confident in my training and I'm confident in myself. I have it in a sense of driving. So when you're first learning how to drive, you basically are a lot less confident than, say, like someone who's been driving for 20 years. It takes a lot of practice. So someone that's very first learning how to drive is not as confident as someone who's been driving for 20 years for the most part. So that's exactly like barrel racing. If you can put in that work to get up to that point of, hey, I've got this, like I am A-okay at this, then when you get to a race, those nerves are really going to be not there or a lot less than they usually are. Are you aware that everyone fails? Now, we've talked failure being as a big part of why people have nerves before they run. And if you can recognize that everyone fails, like even the pros, even the people running in the NFR, they fail. It just happens. It happens. It's part of the learning process. The biggest thing is how you act after you have that failure. Are you going to learn from it, or are you going to let it define who you are? When you go to make that run, if you're running off of a fear of, okay, am I going to fail at this, or am I going to do good at this, it's going to be really hard to do good at it. So one of the books that I mentioned is Fight Fear to Win. It's down in the comments. If you can work on being focused, you're really going to be able to eliminate those nerves. Now, here's why. If you get to a race, like I said, and you're comparing yourself to everyone and you're not focused on yourself, chances are you're going to get nervous because you are not focused on what you're doing. And then they're going to call your name and you're going to be like, oh my goodness, I'm not ready, blah, 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 blah. So if you can really focus on you, when you pull up to the rodeo, when you get to the practice pen, when you're saddling your horse, when you're in the warm-up pen, if you can focus on yourself, you're going to be in so much better shape. Let's go over again the few reasons that we talked about at the beginning of why we get nervous. A big reason to why we get nervous is we feel like we're not prepared. Now, this is something that's really obviously easy to deal with, is get to the practice pen more. And if you can't get to the practice pen more, be researching videos, be watching videos. Right here is a great place to do it. Little plug, but I have a Facebook page, Facebook group that I've put together that you guys are missing out on if you're not there. So the link's down below. Basically, I give y'all free run reviews. Like, if you guys want my advice from your runs or things with riding, the link's down below. You're not going to want to miss out. So the next reason that people get nervous is they're worried about what people think. Is people are not going to remember your run. They're really not. Even, you know, the biggest people that you see on TV and things like that, people really don't remember your run. Or they don't remember it in detail of what you remember it. They're not going to be like, okay, remember where she dropped in right there, that first barrel, and blah, 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 blah. People are not going to remember. Like, don't worry about that. They're not going to remember. They're way too focused on themselves. You could mess up the pattern at a rodeo, and people would still be cheering. Like, that's the nice thing about rodeos is most everyone in that stands has no idea what you're actually doing. So you can mess up the pattern. They'd still be cheering. They will still be cheering. So just worry about yourself. Worry about that. Just go out there and make the run you know how to. Jackpots, it's the same thing. People are not going to remember your run. And a lot of those people, they don't know everything. They're not going to be like, hey, right there, you shouldn't have done that. We all have our own training styles. No one is that harsh at a rodeo or a jackpot. The next one is fear of failure. So the only reason for fear is fear of emotions and fear of actual physical danger. Now, the biggest thing is we get afraid of our emotion. We get afraid of, if I lose, like, what kind of emotion am I going to have with this? And so next thing is fear of actual physical danger. Now, this is something you have to work through. You never want to write off fear. You never want to write off the fact of, oh, I'm scared for my life at this moment in time. And you don't ever want to put yourself in that actual situation. Afraid of those actual physical danger, I guarantee you that it'll help you to just kind of scale back. Scale back, get back on a horse, or don't get back on a horse yet, and kind of work up to being ready and being confident to get on that horse, and then kind of scale back down and be ready to get on a horse who you trust and you know isn't going to hurt your confidence. Over time, you don't want to hurt your confidence with just running off fear of actual physical danger. Another big thing to realize is, hey, this is 20 seconds of your life. Like, it's okay. You might as well just go out there and send it and do the best run you possibly can do, because, hey, you might win after it. So it's really important to recognize that it's only 20 seconds of your life. Like, what do you actually have to lose? Another thing that we don't actually realize when we're going to make these runs or we get nervous about it is there's no reason to get nervous, because we just do this for fun. You really don't have to get nervous because you chose that path. You chose to do this on your own time, or you chose to do this professionally, or you chose to do this as your actual income. Just realize that you chose to do it. You chose to do it, and you're here to do it for fun. Fear basically releases hormones that inhabit our performance and kind of just shut our brains down. So we need to make sure that we do our very, very best to make sure that we eliminate that fear, because, like I said, fear shuts our brain down. I guess part of why we get nervous and kind of how to solve it is embarrassment. So there's no reason to be embarrassed. You know, work on being the best rider you possibly can be. We all know what it's like. We all know that we're not here on the same journey. We're all in different steps of the process. Part of that is worry. A lot of times we get in our heads and we worry about so many different things. But worrying about a mistake is basically going to make it so you make that mistake again. Focus on what you want to happen and not what you don't want to happen. So if you guys haven't read the article yet, I've written an article on this down below. You can find the link. But basically, you really want to focus on what you want to happen. Your brain's wired to do whatever you tell it to do, obviously. So if you're telling it, okay, I don't want to hit that barrel, it's going to hit that barrel. Now, if you say, hey, I'm going to make a clean run, I'm going to keep the barrels up, your brain is going to do exactly that. Whatever you focus on, it's going to do. A really big part of kind of breaking down fear and breaking down those nerves is realizing that, yes, our brains are there to protect us. And yeah, bull riding and riding horses, heck, anything like driving a freaking car down the road is not necessarily safe. You know, there's a lot of things that are not safe about it, but we have to realize that we're not barrel racing for the safety factor. A lot of people are not like, hey, I'm gonna go barrel race because it's safe, because that's not actually how it is. Mentally tough athletes focus their time and energy on their goals and dreams. They're self-disciplined and highly motivated. Now, that being, if you want to fix these problems, you have to be motivated to put in the work and put in the time to actually fix them. And I guarantee you, if you put in the time to fix it, you'll fix it. So let's talk about a really huge part in controlling our nerves, and that is simply breathing. Now, breathing, like I said, is key. It's key to figuring out how to get rid of those nerves. You're going to want to let your breathing center your mind and center you into the present. You want to find a focus point and really stay focused on that point. You want to also be able to breathe mindfully. You want to be able to direct your energy. Oxygen is key. A lot of times we go into a run or we're in the warm-up pen, we don't realize that we're actually holding our breath. We go in to make that run, and that's why we black out. It's because we forget to breathe. Give you guys a key into where, I guess, bad runs kind of stem from. If you forget to breathe, you're tensing up your muscles and you're not making the run that you practiced. A lot of times in practice pens, we're at home or we're at a place where, you know, there's not very many people. We don't get nervous to ride our horse. We're just like, hey, we're just out here to ride. And we're really relaxed when we ride. Then when we get to a warm-up pen or we get to a rodeo, we forget to breathe. And we tense up and we ride our horses different, because in the practice pen, we did not ride tensed up. So if you go in to make your run and you're tensed up as you ride, your horse is going to be like, girl, what are you doing? Like, we didn't practice like this. So it's important to remember to breathe and relax those muscles and be able to really get in the zone of, hey, this is how I practice and I'm going to run like that as well. So a lot of times I see people and they're like, dude, this freaking horse is crazy. Like, I can't get it to do anything in a run. And that right there, what I just told you about tensing your muscles up, is why that happens. Your mind and body move together. When you go to make runs, if your mind isn't there or your body isn't there, you're obviously not going to make a really, really good run. You're not going to make the run that you want it to. Now, when you go to the practice pen, I want you to focus on this. Now, a lot of us don't realize that we're actually holding our breath. So I want you to go to the practice pen, and I want you to really just focus on what you're doing as a rider. I know that I had someone who rode with me pointed out to me that, hey, you're holding your breath as you ride. and that's why you're tensing up. You're not looking as natural and you're not looking as relaxed. And I was like, really? Like, I had no idea. And so I would ride around and be like, you're holding your breath. You're holding your breath. And I was holding my breath a lot. Like, it was insane how much I held my breath. And so when you go to the practice bend, I want you to focus on that. I want you to kind of figure that out, see if you do it, because I guarantee you that you might do it. So really, when you go to the practice pen, you know, you can, like, turn on a song or something and sing to it. But, like, really just be aware that, are you breathing? Are you bringing oxygen into yourself? Because that is so, so, so key. You have to be able to bring that oxygen into yourself so your brain's connected and your body's connected. Next thing is listen to yourself. Now, listen to what you're saying. What are you actually saying to yourself? If you're telling yourself negative things, how are you ever going to make a great run? How? It's not possible. So go back and really listen to what you're telling yourself. Listen to what you're telling yourself throughout the day. Listen to yourself in the warm-up pen or in the practice pen. When you're afraid in sports, you play small. Because you're focused on negativity, you're too worried about making those mistakes. Like I already had said, whatever you focus on is what you're going to get. So if you focus on making mistakes, you're going to get that mistake. If you focus on making great runs, you're going to get a great run. I really liked a quote. I believe it's from the Mind Gym book, so the book's down below. But it says, every time I play, in my mind, I'm the favorite. Confident athletes have a can-do attitude. A belief that they can handle whatever comes their way. They almost never fall victim to self-defeating thoughts. The end. I feel like I could end there, but I don't want to. I'm still not done. But that's so important. Like, be aware of what you tell yourself and be your biggest cheerleader. Like, just do it. It'll help you a lot. In the warm-up pen, or when we're going to do something that makes us a little bit nervous, there is a few key things to recognize. So first off, nerves. Let me tell you the symptoms of nerves, okay? Your heart's racing, your palms are sweating, your hands are shaking, you have butterflies, and you have an attitude of, I cannot do it. Now I'm going to tell you guys what it means to be excited. Your heart's racing, same as nerves. Your palms are sweating, same as nerves. Your hands are shaking, same as nerves. You have butterflies, same as nerves. But you have a can-do attitude. It's all about your attitude. It's all about your attitude. The whole time in the alleyway or the whole time in the warm-up pen, that you're focused on breathing. Like I said, you need to make sure that you're really there to do your very, very best. And that's done by making sure that you're breathing. Another big thing into making sure that we can eliminate those nerves is don't think about the end goal. Think about what you're there to do right now. Now, don't go to a rodeo and be like, okay, this rodeo is going to make it so I can make the NFR, or this rodeo is going to make it so I can make the circuit finals, or blah, blah, blah. Don't be worried about that. Worry about what you're there to do right now. Worry about the first barrel. Worry about going in there and be like, okay, I got to do this at the first barrel. Focus on those little tiny things. Don't focus on the freaking huge things all at once. You're just going to psych yourself out. In the warm-up pen, focus on telling yourself, like, hey, I got this. Or, wow, my horse feels good today. We're going to do great at this. Or, wow, my seat is amazing today. We're going to do amazing. Be focused on those things. Be focused on realizing that you got to be your biggest cheerleader if you're going to make it anywhere in life. Those who think they can and those who think they can't are both right. In order for me to keep bringing you guys more awesome content like this, please click the subscribe button down below. Let me know what you guys think. Let me know if this helped down below. It makes my day when you guys leave comments and I know that I didn't just make this video for no reason at all. So let me know if this helped. I really hope this sums up a lot of your questions and a lot of your problems. As promised, I promised I'd bring this video to you guys, so I hope it helped. If it did, give me a comment down below. Just remember that if you can master this, success is going to follow.